So mitzvah aleph in Sefer HaChinuch is the first mitzvah in the Torah, and Parshas Bereishis is the mitzvah of Puruvu, to be fruitful and multiply. The Torah tells us, as Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Adam, that he has the commandment to Puruvu Milas Haaretz, he has to fill the entire land. Now, the obvious point of the mitzvah that Chinuch points out is not just to populate the earth, but also to populate the earth in order to fill it with people who want to do the will of God and to do the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. Now, in terms of the technical details of this mitzvah, many of us are probably familiar with the Mishnah and the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, in Andaf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, which says as follows, that we have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about what exactly the threshold is for fulfilling the mitzvah of Puruvu. We know that Beis Shammai holds that one must have two boys, whereas Beis Hillel says that it is enough to have one boy and one girl, in which case you fulfill your obligation to the mitzvah of Puruvu. Now, in the context of fulfilling this mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch and Evan HaEzer, Sitman Aleph, Siv Vav, says the following very interesting fact based on the Gemara in Yevamos, which is as follows. If a person has two boys, or a boy and a girl, and chas v'chalila, one of those or both of those children pass away. However, before they passed, they had children of their own. You have still fulfilled the mitzvah of Puruvu. But should you not have children that have already had their own children, you have not anymore fulfilled the mitzvah of Puruvu, and you must try and have more children. Now, the Minchas Chinuch on this mitzvah, in Parshas Bereishis, asks the obvious question. Where in the world do we ever see another mitzvah that retroactively you can no longer have fulfilled, that you at one point did fulfill? Who ever heard of such a thing? So there are a number of attempts to answer this question, but before we give a final answer to this question, we need to explore an interesting machlokes that comes up tangentially to this sif in Shulchan Aruch. So the Chalkas Machokik, one of the commentaries on Evan HaEzer, quotes the Gemara in Chagiga, discussing what happens if a woman is impregnated, becomes pregnant, not through natural means, but rather she goes to the bathhouse and apparently some sperm that was somehow made its way into the bathhouse or into the bath gets into the woman and impregnates her. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the status of this woman? Is she allowed to marry a Kohen? So irrespective of what the din is in that particular case, and that itself is a whole complicated sugya, which we won't get into right now, but there's a machlokas in the other commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch regarding this quote of the Chalkas Machokik in regards to the following question. And that question is, if someone were to have a child through these means, through being impregnated from, let's call it the bath, do they have a child, a son, let's say it's a boy, do they have a son for all halachic intents and purposes? In other words, let's say this father, unknowns to him, now has a son. Has he fulfilled the mitzvah, or at least part of the mitzvah of Puruvu, with the existence of this child? Or do we say no, and that it has to be somebody who's born to him in the normal, natural, expected fashion of a normal, regular marriage? So we have a machlokas. The Beis Shmuel, one of the other commentaries on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Evan HaEzer, says that this child that's born to a single mother who was impregnated somehow counts as a child for all the mitzvot in the Torah, and therefore this father has fulfilled the mitzvah of Puruvu. The Taz, however, the famous Taz who argues with many of the various commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz says no, that we don't treat this son as related to the father, but rather we only see this son as related to the father l'chumra. What would that chumra be? So the chumra that he gives is an example of, well, let's say this father was married to a woman and Nebuch didn't have any children. So if this son was potentially attached to this father, so his wife's, he died, his brothers would not have to do Yibam or Chalitza with his wife, they would be Pater. But since we're not sure if this is actually his son, so we only allow his brothers to do Chalitza with his former wife, and we don't allow Yibam. So you see that we treat the son as only L'chumra. So the question then becomes, well, what in general do we see non-natural attempts at having children as a means of fulfilling Puruvu? So the first question that always this comes up with is, in today's day and age, it's very common for many, many people to have various means of fertility issues and difficulties when having children. And one of the amazing technologies that we've, over the years, pretty much perfected is something called in vitro fertilization, also known as IVF. And many people use this to have children very successfully. And the question becomes, if one is to have children using IVF, have they fulfilled the mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch that we quoted already seems to take the approach that since the purpose of the mitzvah of Puru Revu is to have children in a normal way, it is the act of having children the normal way that is fulfilling the mitzvah. And therefore, if you use something like IVF, you would not be mekayim the mitzvah. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe points out that that's actually not true at all. He actually explains, based on a number of different sources in the Gemara and in Tosfos, in Maseches Yevamos, he explains that it is not the process of having children that is the mitzvah puruvu, but rather it is the attempt to have children that is the mitzvah puruvu. And when are you able to stop attempting to the mitzvah of Puru Revu? When are you allowed to stop trying to continuously fulfill this mitzvah? Once you have fulfilled the threshold of one boy and one girl. Therefore, Rav Moshe goes so far as to say that any person who is able to have children, no matter what the means of having those children are, have fulfilled the mitzvah of Puru Revu, so long as they and their wife together are trying to fulfill the mitzvah in the normal way. So as long as they act in a normal married fashion, if they use any of the assisted reproductive technologies to fulfill their mitzvah Puru Revu, they will have fulfilled the mitzvah. Now, one other point that comes up in the sugya is also the question about what about adoption? So for many people, unfortunately, these various methods of infertility treatments do not work. The question is, should they and can they adopt? Now, adoption halacha is a complicated sugya which we won't get into, but what we will say is that there is one sheet on the Achronim who specifically addresses this, and that's Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer, the Chachma Shlomo, also a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, and he explains that the Gemara in Megillah tells us that when Basya, the daughter of Paro, was going to bathe in the Nilus, in the Or, in the river, so she saw a basket and she saved baby Moshe. And the pasuk in Devar Hayamim actually attributes the Basya Bas Paro as the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara wants to know why. And the Gemara explains that anybody who raises an orphan in their own home, it's as if they themselves had that child. So Shlomo Kluger uses that Gemara and says that equally in the same case, if someone who is having trouble having children and they choose to adopt a child, they have fulfilled the mitzvah of Puru Revu because it's as if they bore that child in the normal manner. Now, irrespective of whether or not we think that that is the most ideal way to have children, certainly the sentiment is true. And Rav Moshe points out in his tshuva that, once again, it's as long as you make an attempt to fulfill the mitzvah that you can be yotzei the mitzvah, and as long as you in some way manage to have children, whether that be in the normal fashion or any other fashion, whether it be using assisted reproductive technologies such as IVF or even adoption, if you make a good faith attempt to fulfill the mitzvah, you have accomplished your requirement of Puru Revu. So in closing, given that this is a somewhat complicated topic, I think it's appropriate to point out that if we all in Klal Yisrael understand that there are many people who struggle with this issue of infertility, it should be a bracha for all of those people, especially in the week of Parshas Toldos, when we talk about Rivka and Yitzchak having trouble having children themselves, that if they work hard in the normal attempts to have to fulfill this mitzvah of Puru Revu, no matter what the results of that are, but they should see a bracha on their lives that they should be able to have children and build in the future true Jewish homes and pillars of Klal Yisrael.